What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. And welcome back to 20 whatever. I am here with Ryan, with P. We've got Jess in the producer corner. And we all just ate some delicious TikTok garlic bread.
Oh yes. We talked about it a little bit at the end of the last episode.
Yes.
So please walk us through What happened over the break?
Okay, so if you missed the last episode, I saw this TikTok recipe for Hawaiian roll cheesy garlic bread. And being pregnant, I was like, I want that now. Went and made it. It was delicious. And we were talking about it. And I was like, I'm going to make it for you guys because you have to tell me, is it really that good or am I just pregnant? So we just had our lunch break. I made it. Thoughts?
It is that good.
It is that good.
Dude, yeah. I just want to say, like, the sweetness of the roll complements the garlic so well.
Yeah.
And just, like,
the cheese pool, like, it was I want to make it for, like, an event or something like that.
And it's so easy.
Right. That's what you're saying.
It took me, like, 5 minutes to, like, dress the bread. Mm-hmm. And then it cooks for, like, 10 minutes. That's it.
Love.
Done.
What a good pregnancy craving that it's like quick too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tea.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if I was craving like a 5-course meal? And I'm like, well, here we go.
Right.
And the thing is, I would do it too. Like if I had a craving for like something that took like 2 hours to make, I would be like, all right, here we go.
Which I gotta ask, do you think that you have, when you were pregnant with Grace, and do you think in the future with this pregnancy, do you think there'll be an opportunity where you're like, I kind of just want like a cheeseburger from McDonald's?
Oh,
and
yeah,
like, how do you do with meat? Like, yeah.
Oh, that's such a good question.
Here's the thing. I actually kind of had a feeling of like, I wanted biscuits and gravy.
Oh, that's so crazy.
But I feel like that's something I could recreate in a vegetarian way, and it wouldn't be like a huge difference. Like if I was craving like a steak or something, like
right,
at least I haven't found a like good veggie steak.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like no, like a veggie burgers, I would say, like totally fill that like need.
Nice. Right.
They taste at this point, they taste like almost identical.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some things like veggie bacon sucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Like it's just not even worth it.
It's also like the texture is not even the same. It doesn't taste like, it's like honestly bad.
Yeah. But I will say, I'm not like totally opposed to like, if I really wanted to try something, like trying something with meat in it, because for me, my primary reason for being vegetarian is environmental reasons. So it's not like, oh my God, if I had one bite of something with meat in it, like all is lost.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
Like
it's already cooked.
Yeah. It's a small amount. I would be fine with it. I haven't, but I'm open to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see myself ever like fully stopping being vegetarian, cause it's just such like a seamless part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not opposed to like at some point trying something with meat in it, especially if I like really wanted it.
Right.
But in pregnancy, especially.
Yeah.
But I would be scared for how that would affect my digestive system.
Oh, right. True.
After that long without meat.
My friend who also was a vegetarian for so long and is like now having some sort of meat, she's like, I had to do it slowly because I tried to like have a burger and was like, oh, I'm literally sick. Like her body was like rejecting it and was making her sick because her body wasn't used to it. And I'm like, right, because the meat has like hormones and stuff that like your body has not had and all that stuff. Right. So, and I just asked because I have a Spy Kids at the top of mind, and I always think of that scene where you like push the button. Yes. I always wanted one of those, just like put in the little stack, push the button, and like a meal happens. And I'm like,
yep.
So if you watch that back, like we said, right, we might, would you want a burger?
Probably.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but a veggie burger would suffice.
Yeah. Okay, good. That's good that like curbs that craving.
Is
yeah.
it curve or curb?
Curb, I think.
Curbs curb, it. Yeah.
Awesome. But you bringing up the Spy Kids, like press the button, cook it thing, and saying that you think of it all the time is the perfect segue to our topic today.
Totally. Yep.
We are talking about our Roman empires. These are things that, for whatever reason, we think about like oddly a lot.
Yeah. Right.
Like the.
For no real reason.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't take up as much brain space as they do.
Mm.
But they do.
Yeah. It's like, I think I'm categorizing it as like it lives rent free in my brain.
Exactly.
Like, that's it. Should not be there. It's not paying bills. Why? But somehow the folder gets open and all of a sudden I'm saying it.
Right.
It's like, Ariana, what are you doing here?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Spy Kids burger thing. What are you doing here?
Yes.
And I always have wanted to try that because why did that look so good. Damn good and cool, I guess. Like maybe, and you know what? Maybe in the future we will get there where you can put like a cool little plate and you push
a
button.
Well, I mean, think about like that one scene in Back to the Future where they like put literally like a little dollop of nothing in the microwave, pushed two buttons, and then out came like a huge ass pizza. That right. movie was made in the 80s and we're still TikTok where
right
where flying cars where
I
are
also
they?
Think
well,
all the time
let's
about
see.
Right, I also think all the time about in the movie Smart House when
oh my God,
the
yes.
floor sucked up all the trash.
Yep.
Could you imagine how cool that would be if we did have that?
I maybe wouldn't hate cleaning.
Right. Well, because you just have to be like, Pat,
right,
suck up the garbage.
Right.
Actually, so necessary because, as Ryan has mentioned before, she really dislikes having my hair on herself and stuff like that. Ryan and I have moved into our new space and the hair is becoming too much. And I vacuum all the time, but it's still not enough. And it's just like everywhere. And Ryan's like, Paloma, when it's like prime day, we got to get a Roomba. So we got ourselves.
Oh, my God. You got a Roomba.
Ourselves a Roomba. Period. And yeah, so she's all set up. And let me tell you, less hair. So you.
Good.
Your life will be changed. And so I'm just thinking about it, how amazing it would be to have it just like suck up in the floor rather than the like, Roomba. But right. also, I guess we're so in the future now that I have a little thing sweeping while I'm gone. So.
Right.
Right. Like if you would have told like 6-year-old me, like, and someday you'll have a little robot who cleans up after you, I'd be like, oh my God, we're the future.
Yeah.
Right. But then when you're in it, you're like, yeah, that's our Roomba.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, have you guys seen those, the waiter robots at like, there's a pho place I really like, and they have the one that like drops off your food. And so it has its little pass and it will like move for people. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I have not.
I've only seen the ones that like deliver food on like the streets.
Mm-hmm. In LA.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've seen those. Yeah. It's like Uber or like Uber Eats or like DoorDash or whatever, but it's like a robot.
It's like a little, literally robot going through the streets, like carrying someone's food to go.
Yeah. And then you have to like take your phone and like scan it or whatever, and it'll open the thing.
I've seen those. Yeah. But I haven't seen the servers. Just
yeah. Me
yet.
Either.
I've seen the servers. But I have not seen that.
Yeah.
My God.
I haven't had an experience with them yet. I mean, it's bound to happen. I order food literally every day, so it's got to happen at some point.
But also, let's think about that because, like, there's instructions sometimes. I'm like, do I tell, like, the robot? I'm like, you got to buzz in, ask for.
Up the stairs. It's a fifth floor walk up. Good luck to you.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Know. Got, like, a rocket pack and it's like,
yeah.
Up to your window. Here you go.
Right.
Drone
I don't know.
Delivery.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like
that's
a thing,
definitely
right?
That's
happening.
Like a thing that Amazon does, right?
Yeah. I think so.
That's insane to me.
Yeah. Well, back to what we're supposed to be talking about.
Yes. Roman empires. So if you are listening to this, watching this, and you're like, a Roman Empire? Like, what? If you missed the whole... I feel like this was like such a thing on TikTok over the past couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where it started with women were asking their male partners, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? Like the actual, like, Roman Empire.
Right, the real Roman Empire.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was, like, weirdly a lot. Like, some people were, like, multiple times a day.
Like, yeah.
Like, the responses, some guys were, like, every day.
Yeah.
Every
like,
day.
Five times.
And
five.
That was, like, that was, like, a lot of, like, a yes. lot of the videos were, like, yeah, like, all the time. Don't you? So, I asked my boyfriend.
You did?
I did. Okay. I was, like, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? He was, like, never.
That's what Steven said.
That's what Ryan boyfriend
said. And then
said.
I was like, yeah. Well, all these boys on TikTok are saying that they do. And he's like, they're cap. Like, that's not, like, they're not thinking about it. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know. He was like, do you? And I was like, no, I like didn't even, honestly, I had to look it up. I hate to say it. I was like, what are you, what, I was like, what the are we Roman talking about?
The Roman Empire. What do you mean? You just Googled what is the Roman Empire?
Yeah, because I thought they were talking about something. Like, I, in my brain, I couldn't, I was like, there's no way that they are actually thinking about the Roman Empire.
Oh, so you're,
I
was like, it's like a video game.
Yeah, or, I was like, yeah, what does this like mean? And then it was like the real Roman Empire. And I was like, oh, why? Why?
Really though, why?
Why? I don't know. I literally don't know.
If any of you watching this asked men in your life and they said a lot, let us know. And also, yeah, if they said why.
Because literally why?
I want answers.
I need them.
I mean, I feel like I'm kind of a history buff. I do know a good amount about the Roman Empire. So I probably think about it more than the average person. But I don't know, maybe twice a month. It pops into my head, like, not that frequently.
Right. That's still pretty frequently.
I know. I'm like, but I am like a history nerd.
Right, yeah, right.
I was going to say, but that makes sense because she loves,
like,
that.
I was saying, so am I, but like Mesopotamia is way more interesting.
Not the Mesopotamia.
Jess is over here like, everyone's thinking about the Roman Empire, but I got my brain on Mesopotamia.
I'm sorry, right. Greek? There's just so many other things to think about.
A lot of women on TikTok said Greek mythology.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that. And I was like, okay, I feel like that makes a little bit more sense.
I saw some girls say that, but I think, and not to get in, but I also think like the Renaissance. I don't know why, but I feel like, and I don't know if it's because my school did so much Renaissance fair, Renaissance game. Like, we learned the down boots about the Renaissance. I don't know why.
I feel like it's just giving more like art. Yeah. And I think that's why also like,
okay,
that it's just giving more like, I don't know. I honestly, art is like what I think of. And so I'm like, yeah, I feel like I would think about that more.
Wow. Often. I think about the Renaissance almost never.
Much more.
I think about the Roman Empire more than the Renaissance.
Oh my God. No.
But maybe I'm a man. The Roman Empire is just living in there.
Right. Yeah.
I just typed into Google, why do men think? And the first thing I was about to Google it, I want to know what they're saying. And it, and the first like couples, two searches is, why do men think about the Roman Empire? And the second search is, why do men think about the Roman Empire so much?
Right.
We want to know.
So then TikTok starts going off with like, what is the female equivalent of the Roman Empire? Mm-hmm. Which then led to just kind of everyone collectively being like, what is your Roman Empire? Mm-hmm. The thing you think about way too much. So we thought today it would be fun to write down our own personal Roman empires. And also, we are going to go through some of the ones that are popular on TikTok to be like, how often do, how is this a, is this your Roman Empire? How often are we just casually thinking about these things?
Yeah, I'm glad that we like separately did it and then we're coming together to compare notes because I don't want to be influenced by what you guys are thinking.
Right.
So, and I have seen, like we mentioned, a couple of them on TikTok. So I was like, okay, got those. I can't know anymore.
Right. Yeah.
But before we get into today's episode, allow me to read the message that we got from the group chat, you guys. Yes. This one is from Rebecca and it says, hey girls, I have a funny story to tell y'all. So I randomly started singing A La Nanita Nana and my boyfriend asked where it's from. I told him to guess and after a few wrong guesses, he figured it out. Confidently said, Spice Girls. I laughed so hard. I thought maybe you guys would as well. Love you all.
Close.
First of all, A La Nanita Nana Nanita
Eya Nanita Eya. Yeah.
So
as soon as you said that, I heard it in her voice, Adrienne Bylone's voice.
Yes.
The way she,
yes,
she does, yeah, it so like it's lightly so, and stuff. Ooh. And that's so funny.
I know,
you
Spice
bring
Girls
that because I saw a TikTok of a girl singing that and was like, tell me why I thought I was bilingual as
dude,
hell.
I
was about to say when I like learned like the lyrics, I was like walking around like I was like, I know Spanish girl. Bye.
She's like, hola.
Yeah.
Like literally thought I was bilingual. And yep. I was like, absolutely. And a fun thing, I don't know if I mentioned, but Belinda, the girl that is in that movie, she was a famous like pop star from Mexico. Wow. So when I remember watching Cheetah Girls sing it, I was like, oh my God, it's Belinda. Like she was like one like big enough as like Justin Bieber. Like she is that bitch.
Wow.
Like she of Mexico. So the fact is, so genius idea of Disney to bring her on.
Right.
But it's a little just like silly that like not a lot of people.
No, like we didn't know.
Like right. Y'all didn't know that she was like that girl. And so felt like lies were crossing. I was like, oh my God, right. Rosa, mom.
Right.
Belinda's on.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, crazy.
Right.
So.
That's so funny. Close, not the Spice Girls.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Honestly,
I'm gonna tell the children, the youth, that the Spice Girls are actually the Cheetah Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
the education of it all.
You're showing the kids, you're like, and this is the Spice Girls.
Right.
I didn't put the Cheetah Girls as a Roman Empire, but it's probably high up there.
Actually, you're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could say just like Disney Channel in general.
Yes. Mm.
Because like, right, I could be like, oh, I do think about That's a Raven, or I think about like High School Musical or whatever. But I think just like Disney Channel in general is just always kind of like...
Right.
Always there.
Hanging out.
I would say it, you're so right in that. And to that point, I'm like, it's almost not a Roman Empire because I understand why I think about it so much.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just,
right.
Like,
if it's like,
that.
Why do you think about the Roman Empire? It's like, well, of course I'm thinking about Disney Channel.
Right.
It's like, it's the foundation.
Duh.
Right.
It's like, do you think about how to breathe?
Right. Right. Literally 1/4 of me. So
right.
I just.
Like, that's. That is who I am today.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So that makes sense. So I think that the following that we're going to mention is kind of like, but why? Why yes. is it rent free in our head?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Does anyone want to kick us off?
Ooh. Should we start maybe with the ones that the girls on TikTok started saying that we found?
Ooh.
Oh, that's actually good.
Sure.
We should do
Let's
that.
Start us off. I actually have a few here too. I found one. I'll talk about the one that I found was like, I saw that and I was like, oh, I completely agree. One that I totally was like, absolutely, was the Titanic. I was like,
I wrote that one too.
I don't know why, but I do think about the Titanic quite a lot.
Yeah.
The movie and the boat.
Yes.
I was going to say, what do you think about more often? The actual tragedy Titanic sinking or the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio?
The
Specifically.
Movie.
The movie.
The movie.
And the
Rose
on Rose the, on, the, on the boat
yeah
or Rose on the
on the
door
yeah on the door.
You know what scene from that movie messed me up more than any of them? The when the woman is like singing her children to sleep.
She decides
like mm-hmm. not to try to
Stop.
Escape
no yeah
I think she's like an Irish woman and she
tucking
like,
and yes.
tucks her children into bed and then they're yeah. gonna drown.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that part of the movie is like pretty gruesome. Like when you see yeah. everyone just like laying down and like accepting their fate, I'm like, oh, yeah, that also lives rent free too.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember as a kid watching that movie with my mom when I was probably a little too young mm-hmm. and like asking her, I'm like, why wouldn't they try to escape?
Yeah.
And right. my mom was like, well, they were really far down on the ship. And so she didn't think they would be able to get out. She knew they wouldn't be. So she wanted to not have the last moments of her kids' lives be really traumatic. And I was like, well, you wouldn't do that, right? Like, we'd be running.
Right.
Like, right, but you wouldn't do that, right, Mom, right?
Like, checking. I would feel betrayed if you tucked me into bed and be like, shh, go to bed, little girl. And I'm, like, right. drowning.
Right. Right.
I'm so sorry for
and no, and no, it's Sierra being like, yeah, but you wouldn't do that, yeah. right?
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 We'd be on the deck getting on a lifeboat, right, Mom?
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I think about the movie way more. And obviously, I think about, like, the way that like he simply could have just fit and they could and like how amazing that love story could have been if he would have just got on the door and they could have just like he just didn't need to die.
He did not need to
simply.
Die.
And then in that moment I just think of Keke Palmer being like, Rose!
Yep.
Rose! The way she yep. described that on that interview
on,
was
yeah,
like,
with Steve Harvey,
she's like,
yeah. She was like, right, yeah, she was like, Rose, you couldn't let him on there, Rose. You just let him drown. Yep.
Jack! Yep. Dude. Keke Palmer. Mm-hmm. Also
Roman Empire.
Roman Empire, yes. Actually.
Yes.
But probably because she was so much of my childhood, like Akeel and the Bee. And
but
like,
I
so-
don't think about any of the childhood stuff, ever.
No.
I think about like current pop.
I think like, about like the things that she has said yeah. over the years mm-hmm. in like interviews and stuff.
Like I'm not thinking about like True Jackson VP.
No.
Yeah, no.
I'm thinking about mm-hmm. I'm sorry to this man.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, I also had the Titanic. I also had leaving your curling iron plugged in.
Yes, but not a curling iron because obviously that's right. not relevant to me. But the oven, like the stove on.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
That mm-hmm. should be at top of mind. That is not, like you said that and I was like, oh, that should be at the top of my mind. And I never remember like to turn off my straightener. Like, well, I'm always being reminded to not forget to turn off my straightener. So that right. should hopefully.
For me, like, especially when I was like using heat on my hair every day, it was like, did I turn it off? I turned it off, right? No, what if I didn't? What if the house is burning down? Did I? And I used to like not even just, I would have to like put something on top of it to prove to myself that I did it.
Oh,
like unplug it and now I'm going to like put an eyeshadow palette on top of it because now I remember that I put the eyeshadow palette on top.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
I didn't have the curling iron. I did have Titanic, but the other one I had that I saw a lot was girls thinking about their ex-best friends.
Mm.
I don't.
No. You're like, who?
I think with the ex-best friend, it might maybe it also there is like emphasis on the ex. Like, we are no longer like, there probably was
oh, like
following
a
following out.
Breakup or something,
you know?
Like
yeah.
that.
And I feel like friend breakups like hurt mm-hmm. a lot. So I can see how it's like, oh, your ex-best friend. You're like, oh, that falling out of that friend that you can never.
Yeah, I don't really have any friends who were like super close. We had a big falling out. Yeah. I more so me have either. Like best friends from like middle school and high school who we just, you know, you fade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do think about them from time to time, more in just of like, oh, I wonder what they're up to. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I hope they're doing well.
Yeah, me yeah. too.
But I don't feel like it's a super constant in my brain.
Mm-hmm. That was like the one I saw the most.
I saw that on one the TikTok. Most too. And that's why I keep thinking maybe it has to do with like ex best friend, like not friends like, that were in your past. Like this
the
is
falling out
like,
of it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Like a friend that you were so besties with and then you guys had a falling out and you cannot stop unplaying that story over and over because I've witnessed some girls that like they a lot of the times like the friends didn't like one friend was like not ready for the friendship breakup or whatever, so like there's like remnants of that and you're like always thinking about each other. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's just grief.
Grief.
Like, yeah, it's just suddenly leaving your life.
Yeah, it's right. like a friendship breakup. Like
yeah, said, or yeah. it's like a yeah.
Because like what to keep thinking about the ex boyfriend? Huh, exhausting. Right. Ex best friend. Because that bitch, I miss her.
Yeah.
right.
You know.
Okay, Princess Diana.
I saw that one a lot too. I don't
really think about Princess really Diana about that much.
I don't either, but I have her on my list as yeah. lots of people say.
If I see her, I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, her.
Yeah.
being murdered or kidnapped.
Yes, that was on mine. Mm-hmm. Every yeah. day, mm-hmm. all day.
Mm-hmm. It's not as bad for me now. I think, honestly, a big part of that was like becoming a parent. I'm like, I cannot let my brain like right. go there. I can't be like out at the park with her and like... You
no,
know,
that's
like there's a healthy
much.
Level of
awareness, yep,
for sure, mm-hmm. and prioritizing your safety. But I'm like, as a parent, I can't. A, I don't want to like put this onto her, mm-hmm. and B, I can't let this like hold me back.
Right.
So I actually don't really think about that as much anymore.
Oh my god,
really
so
nice.
I have to have a kid
that's
to
really
not think
nice.
About getting murdered.
But really a lot of people say it makes it worse.
Oh, because they're worried.
Then
about
Then they're worried
the
about
kid.
Their kid, and I do worry about Grace, of course. But right. I feel like I've. It's become less of a constant, like, oh my God, I'm going to get murdered on the street today.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Greta Gerwig's Little Women.
Scream. No.
That's funny. I didn't see that.
I actually think about that a lot.
Okay, fair.
It was a great adaptation.
It was. Yeah, it was a good so movie. Good. It was a good movie.
This one is so real. How many exclamation marks you need to remove from an email? Constantly being like, but which sentence needs it the most?
And like, should I take it out of this sentence? Like, should this one just have a period and then I can end it with an exclamation point?
Do I start with one and then end with one so we know it, everything
sandwich.
Inside also?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Right.
Jeez.
Hannah Montana's revolving closet.
Yes. Oh, I want yes. it so bad.
Yes.
Dance Moms. Specifically yeah. the episode when Jill was trying to get Abby to cast Kendall as Rosa Parks.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That shit was so God. Funny. That
so
shit was so funny.
Oh my God.
So funny.
Bro, and then Doctor.
Dr. Holly Dr. was Holly. Like, so respectfully, what are we doing right now?
And then Jill's like, but Kendall hasn't had a special part either. Kendall deserves a special part. And it's like, a special part?
Not this one, girl.
Not Rosa Parks.
I feel like she's been working hard enough to be Rosa yeah. Parks. I'm like,
that's what she
I
said.
Really just...
She, and I think that she can play the part. She's a great she's actress. A... She can do... And you're like, oh, you just don't.
All right.
She really?
Was like, she was like, and why would I assume it would be me? Because
right.
it
because
never,
it never is.
Is.
Yeah.
Poor that thing. Episode, I think, is one of the most just... out of pocket
absolutely
episodes ever of Dance Moms, and that's saying something.
That's saying something because they're all absolutely insane.
Yeah. and then the last one I had was actually I thought an in more of an interesting kind of social commentary, being thin.
Mm. Oh yeah, I have that, I oh, have
yeah.
that
yeah women here. Are constantly thinking about how they're being perceived, mm-hmm. and B, what if I was thin, or if I was thinner, or I wish I was thin.
I saw that one, and that one was like when I felt like I was like, oh, that broke me a little, because damn, I actually didn't realize how much that was rent free in my brain without me even noticing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, you're right. A lot of my brain sometimes is always like, oh, but are we looking skinny? Are we skinny? Skinny? Is that going to.
Oh, yeah. I just wrote like my body.
Yeah.
As one just like always thinking about it or. Looking at it.
How is it being perceived?
How is it being perceived? If I stand like this, does it do this thing? If I sit like this, is it do... But like, I wasn't even aware of how much of those conversations I was having with myself and how often I was thinking about it until we did this.
Me too. Yeah. Literally, I literally heard the girl say it and I was like,
I was like, oh, damn it.
That
me
broke
too.
Me. Oh no, fuck. Me too, girl.
Yeah.
I think damn we're it. Also so conditioned that that's so normal.
Right.
Right.
there are people who don't think about that all the time.
Right.
And it's like, well, maybe if, you know, we have, if we weren't thinking about that all the time, then our brain would wander to the Roman Empire.
Right.
Maybe that's why men are thinking about the Roman Empire.
That's why, because they're not thinking about the Roman Empire. Right.
Right. I have one over here that I don't think I relate to, but I saw a lot on TikTok. Helen Keller.
I saw that one a lot too.
I don't think about her.
I don't think about her, but I remember learning about her in school and I'm like, I can see why that is like impactful and everything.
I remember learning about her and being like, I don't understand how any of this is going on, but like, what do I know?
Yeah.
And I also remember when everybody on TikTok was like, fake. Remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, what are we doing?
Well, it's like, I mean, I think it started as like a joke, right?
Right.
And but then it quickly becomes like, you know, an issue of like ableism too, of like a disabled woman couldn't possibly do all that.
Right.
So I think it's like, it's one of those tricky things where it's like, yeah, it's like a, you know, a conspiracy theory or like a joke, but it can slide into like actual disabled people are looking at all of this discourse online and being like, okay, so like,
was this happening on TikTok? Right.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a trend? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was just, it wasn't really like a trend, but it was just like people like just diving more into like trying to understand and figure out
the whole
situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But no, I'm not thinking about her.
No.
Ever.
All right. Anything else we have? Jessica, anything?
Lead poisoning. So there's a creator recently, like I didn't realize how many people think about this, and now it's my Roman Empire, but a lot of like antiquing, thrifting, like homemaking girlies were testing their lead furniture and finding that like old, especially old pine treated stuff was testing positive, and it was like all up in their kids' nurseries and all up in this other stuff, and they're having to like go get all this blood work done. And I was like, I occasionally think about lead paint. Like, I've done a lot of renovation stuff in my day.
Yeah.
But like, oh my God, it like reignited something in me.
Oh my
God,
lead poisoning.
Lead poisoning.
Yeah, yeah, the way you deliver that, lead poisoning.
Did not expect that at all.
I don't really think about lead poisoning, but now Jess is making me think that I probably should be.
I know, me too. I'm going to hit a Google search after this.
I know. Thanks, Jess.
Oh, Jesus.
Did we want to start with our own Roman Empire?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I think about probably at least once a day, maybe every other day, Dramageddon in 2018. The implosion of the beauty gurus in 2018.
I can picture the picture in my head that started it all.
Yep. I like can see it. I see the picture and then I see everybody's thumbnail. I think about Laura Lee's apology video every day of my life. And then that also leads me into like, this is like not Dramageddon, but it was like years later. It also cock and balls. That's a part of that.
I almost wrote down and you did it at my birthday dinner.
All the time. All the time.
I have so many like movie quotes / quotes I feel like that are just like, we just have like those as a collective, right?
Yep.
Like,
yep. And you did it at my birthday dinner.
Honestly, and I might go after this and I might just go watch like the timeline of Dramageddon just because.
I
was watching it in real time. Did you watch it in real time?
I didn't watch it in real time because I wasn't invested in the beauty community.
Oh, that was my everything.
Really?
That was my
so you were
everything.
The new videos were coming out and you were watching it.
And I was watching Here for the Tea. Remember Here for the Tea, the drama channel? Watched all of that. I could not help myself and I ate it all up. I was loving it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the only thing I knew about it real time was from Philip DeFranco because he's a news channel that I've watched forever. And he covered it a little bit. He more so covered the reaction to Laura Lee's apology. And I didn't know, I had no idea who Laura Lee was. I didn't know, I had never heard of her. And so then the apology video, I was like,
gold. I think that's my favorite YouTuber apology on the internet. To this day, I wish I could have that feeling of how I felt in 2018 when it was all happening. Like, it was better than TV. It was better than anything that had ever happened. It was just so ridiculous. And also it was real people, which is why it was so amazing, because these are real people. Their lives were falling apart.
Who were the main players in Dramageddon? I know it was
Manny MUA.
Okay.
Jeffree Star.
Uh-huh.
Laura Lee. What's that mean? Gabriel Zamora.
Okay.
And then like everyone else kind of like on the way, so, like all the other beauty gurus, like they weren't like it.
Right.
But they were, you know.
Those were the main players. Mm-hmm. I knew it started because I can picture the picture.
Right.
Of I knew it was that they all came for Jeffree Star about something, or they posted something shading him.
Yes.
And then like he came back at them, and then it was just blown up from there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then everyone was exposing everybody, and like all of course, like old tweets and old everything. And it was literally just unfolding.
The only drama I have was I saw Jeffree Star on like TikTok live with like a bunch of other like random people, and I'm like, I thought you were canceled, like what are we doing now? So I guess he's like now going TikTok live with like a random people.
What
that
is
I
getting
don't
canceled?
Don't know
what's getting
that's
canceled.
The thing, can you truly be no. canceled? Because people get canceled, and even there's a huge amount of internet outrage, but what is it to be canceled? Because they're still
I just don't think you can get canceled. I simply like,
I think
you can
only cancel yourself, because that can happen to you, and then you can be like, you know what,
I'm
like Jenna Marbles.
Yeah,
you know, she was like, you know what, I am really uncomfortable with some of the stuff that I've put out there, and I don't want to be online if it's not something that's fun for everyone and fun for me and fun for people watching, and I think the best thing I can do is step away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because if you could truly get canceled, truly, then there would be Jeffree Star wouldn't be on TikTok live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tana Mojo wouldn't be doing anything. All of it.
People like, still go to like Chris Brown concerts.
Right. So you right. just can't. You just can't.
So right.
Yeah.
What it was like for women back in the olden days.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what olden days is.
Okay.
I just think.
Oh, not my. Now.
Yeah. I'm just like, those poor women in the olden days. Example. When they came out with like those underwear, like for periods, I was like, I just thought of the poor women back in the days had like not having like amazing underwear that could like, well, we used to not have these. So like, right. I know the experience of not having underwear you can sleep in, and you're like worried, right. you know, periods, a mess. So right. I just thought every single thing that's like invented just is truly helps us with our lives be so much easier. And I just think about the poor girls back in the day, and I'm like, girl, you barely even had electricity, like what were right. you doing? Like, did you have to use leaves? Like, what was the tampon situation? Like, I'm just
no, right,
I'm
T.
And that's, I think that's something that I hold as like such a luxury, because I'm like, oh my god, like a diva cup, like I know that we are just here, but like now that I have it, it's changed my life. You know, it's
right,
like,
right.
How could the girls in the olden days do that? So I just think about you girls all the time.
How were they hunting and gathering without their diva cup?
How?
Right. Like, I do think about that. I'm like, were you guys just like free bleeding? Or like, were you wearing like 45
and that's just
bloomers?
Like and that's like, just like a minor thing of something that women have to experience that I'm like, what? How?
Right.
So when I'm doing something in my own life and I'm like, and it's so convenient or it's so something, I'm like, oh, and the poor women in the olden days, you didn't have... Rent free.
No, I kind of feel that though. I do feel that a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. I feel a little seen.
Yeah. A little bit.
I don't. I don't think about the olden days.
The olden
very
days.
Often.
And what are the olden days? We still don't know.
Does it's a general? It's vague time.
Anytime before now.
Yeah.
My next one also relates to menstruation.
Okay.
Toxic shock syndrome.
Yeah.
Oh my, I read one article about a girl who lost her leg to toxic shock syndrome. Can't even say it. When I was in a freshman in college, and the way that every time since then I've put in a tampon, I'm like, yep. Is there one in there?
Toxic shock syndrome.
I'm gonna, I probably didn't take it out, and now there's two in there, and I don't know, and I'm gonna get toxic shock syndrome, and yep. I'm gonna end up in the hospital and lose my legs.
By the way, I'm like literally fisting myself to try to figure out if there's a tampon in there. I'm so serious. I feel the same way. Whole hand, I'm like, all right.
Not the visual.
I'm serious.
You're like,
for you audio listeners,
doing like a dilation sweep for a woman
am.
In labor.
I'm
all
like,
right, we're cleaning it up.
I'm so serious, and it's like. So dramatic, and it's so messy and like gross, but I'm like,
I have to know,
gotta check. Okay, this is like, I feel like maybe a little bit niche, but it's like, it's always like the where are they now, but specifically it's like internet personalities from that like got featured on Ellen.
What? Like the Damn Daniel kid.
Okay. Like the yodeling kid,
the girls in the tutus,
the super bass girl, like those like random one-off like one video that went viral back in the day, and then like they got on Ellen for whatever reason, and then everybody knew who they were, and then nobody knew who they were. I think about those people a lot.
Yeah. Really? Like, where is Alex from Target?
Where is Alex from Target?
Who is Alex from Target?
See?
It was, what, probably 8 years ago, 10 years ago? this
yeah probably
these I think it was a teenage girl took a picture of the guy who was bagging her stuff at Target.
Okay,
he was like a teenage boy with swoopy hair and he was just looking right. down. I can picture the photo.
Yep,
putting stuff in the bag. And she was like, oh my God, the guy, like, Alex, this is Alex from Target bagging my groceries. He's the most beautiful man I've ever seen.
Like, find him.
Find
basically.
Him.
Basically.
And then it was just yeah. a bunch of teenage girls posting on their Instagram stories, like, and their feed.
Yes, on the feed.
Yep. Which, you know what's so funny? That was like a couple days before Halloween. I remember the Alex from
oh
Target
my God,
thing.
Because there was so many people.
Well, not really, because it was a couple days before, so not really
oh,
anyone had.
Wait, that's right.
And my little brother was in middle school. I think he was in sixth grade. And he didn't have a Halloween costume. And he was like, we have a Halloween party at school. And like, I don't know what I'm going to wear. Mm-hmm. And I'm like going through the costume box with him, you know, with all this random stuff. And I'm like,
right.
you should be Alex from Target. And he's like, the like meme? And I was like, yeah. Like, just wear a red shirt. I'll make you a name tag.
Right.
It'll be funny. And he was like, okay. Like, low effort. He Genius. Won the costume contest.
Right.
Of course. Because he just... Target symbol, Alex.
Right.
Right.
It's so funny.
What a good idea on your behalf. Right. Content
Thank
creator.
You.
It's giving Thank creator. You. I love that. She's like, yeah, meme.
Right.
Love
DIY.
That. Yeah. Love that. That's so good.
Yeah.
That, and that actually unlocked. I remember watching Ellen and she had the guy that was like, damn, Daniel, back at it with the white Vans. Yeah.
And he won, gave him a a huge check and like a
Vans.
Lifetime supply of white Vans. For why?
That's
I
crazy
know,
to me.
But I think about like that those kind of people a lot.
I never do.
All the time.
Wow. Do you ever look them up?
No.
You're just like, huh.
I'm just
where
like,
are they?
Wow. Well, I'll do like the remember that? And then I'm like, why? Like, who even really like cares about that? And like, why did that even? Why do they need to go on Ellen?
Yeah,
right.
And then I'm like, I wonder where they're at.
So on next on my list that lives rent free, although I don't have a child and I'm not going to have a child as I'm aware of it soon. I often think about parenting styles and like parenting mm-hmm. and like ways to do that. And I think about it far too often. Like truly, like if I'm in public, I'll just like. I don't know. I'm like, oh, yeah, I would do that with my kid or I would want to. And mm-hmm. I think of like when I'm cooking or something, I'm like, oh, I would want to do that with my kid or.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, pero I don't have kids.
Right. You're like, yeah, but I could be thinking about things that are actually happening.
Right. I like have other things to think about.
Right.
Rather than parenting styles and mm-hmm. like, am I going to do this? And I
right.
It's just so silly. And I have no child on the horizon. And that's what I was trying to communicate.
Right.
Although just to say, yeah. So why? Don't know, but good.
I mean, not a lot, but enough. I'm like,
you
I
do?
Would never do that. Yeah. And obviously I'm like, why are we doing this right now? But I'm like, yeah, I think I would do that. Or I would. Well, I have a list of baby names in my phone and the title
what?
Of it. The title of it is. I'm not having kids baby names.
But.
No, but. I'm not having kids baby names. And it's just names that I think of that I think are cool.
I have one too. And I'm not having kids.
Thank you.
I think most people, most women, I would say, have a list of baby names in their phone. But I'm surprised
case.
That you, and I'm surprised that both of you do because I know both of you don't want kids.
She doesn't want kids, well, but here are some cute names.
Right.
The list starts way before you realize you're not having kids.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but I love these.
And then I'm like, these are like great names, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And I'm not going to. Yeah. And I'm like, not going to tell anyone ever because I love them. And like, what if I change my mind? Or what if something
what if
happens?
I change my mind?
Or like, what if somebody has a kid and then I just have to take care of it and it doesn't have a name? You know what I'm saying?
It's like, getting the shrimp from Shark Tank.
My sister had a baby.
Exactly. Like, you know, you just never know what you can do. Or like if somebody close to me was like, I'm just really having a hard time. I can't think. I'm like, okay, well, I've been thinking on this and I've been pondering. Here's this.
Ooh. I've used it for that before. See? Like, you can have it.
You can have this. Fine.
Well, if you have any you'd like to donate.
Tea?
We don't have a name
oh,
yet.
Okay.
But also, I don't want to take a name for your theoretical not having child.
Right. Right. Well, I won't give you my best one.
Yeah.
But.
You're like, I'll save that just in case.
Just
you
in case.
You can have the runners up.
Yeah. I kind of feel that, though. Like, saving things that I know I'm not ever going to look at, but I'm like, but what if I need it?
Because what if you need it and you can't find it?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
All right. My next one is deeply niche, but I truly think about this at least once a week. Probably more. The grilled cheeses episode of Glee. There is an episode of Glee where Finn Hudson makes a grilled cheese sandwich and it looks like Jesus. Like the baking of the bread
right.
is in the shape of Jesus. And he doesn't believe in God.
Oh.
But all of a sudden he starts praying to this grilled cheeses. And the things he prays for happen. Like he prays for like his football team to win and for something to happen good to the Glee Club and like all these different things. Mm-hmm. And they keep happening. And then
a believer.
He sings in the Glee Club, "Losing My Religion."
Oh.
Because he's having this crisis of faith.
Right.
And he's not sure if he believes in grilled cheeses or if he doesn't believe in God. And then there's a whole episode around religion because of grilled cheeses. That is a real episode of Glee.
And you're thinking about that often.
A lot. A lot. I think about grilled cheeses.
Is it the image of the grilled cheeses or is it his converse, like the internal battle?
It's the image.
Okay.
And also specifically the way they edited, I can picture it. The beginning scene of him making the grilled cheese and he's like retelling the story and they have like this like passionate music playing. And and the fact that this culminates in him singing "Losing My Religion" very seriously. It's not a joke.
Right.
He's like,
he's having a crisis.
There's me in the corner.
Because he's not being like, it's not haha. It's like he really is having a moment.
Crisis of faith.
Very much noted.
All right, Ryan, what's your next Roman Empire? Because I'm guessing no one else has grilled cheeses on their list.
Definitely not. I only have one more. And this one came to me because it just like came up in my head, not even while I was thinking about this. I think Paloma will also agree that it's one of hers, and I don't even think she realizes it.
Oh.
It is "Fancy" by Iggy Azalea. And it's just first things first, I'm a realist.
Yeah, I
every single day.
I think I do say that every single day. I'll be like, all right, first things first, and then Ryan will go,
I'm a realist. Every day.
And if someone says, okay, but first things first, the other one has to go, I'm a realist. And
I can't even hear anyone else say it. And if they, I'll just be like, I'm a realist.
Yeah, you're so right.
Every single, probably for the last 10 years.
That and "I'm tired, Grandpa."
Well, that's too damn bad.
Those two live in my mind. They're quoted every day. I think they're quoted every single day.
I'm here for the holes one. I had no idea that that Iggy Azalea line was that big of a part of your life.
Like multiple times a day.
But it's like, why did that even develop?
I don't know.
Is Iggy Azalea still making music? I feel like I haven't heard about her.
I feel
in
like
forever.
She's really, really, really irrelevant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What happened? She just fell off.
I think she fell off, and I also think she was like doing a lot of like weird black stuff, and she's like very white.
The last thing I remember of her was when she was there was like a footage of her in like the white slippers and they're like Emma Flippy Flip. Like she was in like doing some video of that, and I was like, that was the last I ever heard of her, just her being silly in something. And I was like, all right, well,
she kind of fell off. But I will say "Fancy" by Azalea.
Truly, day. Like it literally, we can't move forward.
Can't move forward.
Unless someone will be like, I'm realist. I'm like,
eh, even if it's serious.
That actually is true. We'll sit down and be like, okay, first things first, I'm a realist.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. But seriously.
But also, my grandpa died.
Yeah. Like,
yes,
dead
it's
ass.
Like that. It's
it is
like
absolutely
that.
Like that.
Oh my God.
Fuck. Yeah, I actually didn't realize that till you said it.
I know. Because I heard it on like, somebody said it on like TV or something like that. And then I just said it to myself, I'm a realist. And then I was like,
that's weird.
Let me write that one down. Because I know that that's like every, and I knew, and I.
All right, you guys. I have, and this is actually new on my mind, but she has popped up into my head since she has hit the scene, Tube Girl. I think about Tube Girl every single day since she's shown up. And I think it's just her fearlessness of like doing whatever the fuck she wants and like just whatever. And I feel like if I'm ever like thinking of something, I'll be like, oh, I could create that. And I'm like, eh, it's too much. And I'm like, nope, go.
Right.
Go all out.
Tube Girl would do it.
Yeah. And I'm like, and right. That's what gives. Go. And right. I was like, right, right, right. And so Tube Girl, you have influenced me and are living with me rent free. And I'm like just sending it. I'm reminded of her. I'm like, yep. Do it. And like, look at her now.
I want to make you a bracelet that says like WWTJD. What would Tube Girl do?
If you're
like, I don't want to post it. I don't want to say this. I'm too corny.
I'm in a crowd.
What would Tube Girl do?
She would send it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
Tube Girl. I don't think about her.
I don't think about her either.
I don't know why.
She's inspiring.
She's
to
inspiring
you.
You.
Yeah.
I think about the Loch Ness Monster a lot.
Okay, that makes sense for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
I'm not going to say daily, but probably close to daily.
Mm. And what about it?
Just Yeah, just like what she's doing, because I think she's a girl.
Mm. Nessie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nessie. And yeah. I think she's there. And I'm like, what's she up to? And will we find her? And are all, like, which pictures are real and which ones aren't? Just, mm-hmm. just about her. I really want to go to Loch Ness before I die. Mm. You should. Really badly.
I feel like you just can.
I was going to say, it's giving you are. Should.
I think at some point, yeah. it has to happen.
Yeah.
yeah.
Dude, schedule it after Machu Picchu.
There you go.
See, but Loch Ness is more realistic than Machu Picchu.
Right. I'm sorry, you're going to do both.
But Machu Picchu, I'm like, I have to like get in better shape. I have to train for that. I have to like get a permit and a guide, and you have to go on this tour. And it's right. like
it's like a thing.
Yeah. Whereas Loch Ness, you know, I could just fly over. Land there and be like, I'm at Loch Ness. Nessie, right. come to me. And then she would, because she knows that I'm
for real.
Yeah. And I'm not going right. to tell anyone.
Yeah.
Right.
Except this podcast.
Yes. Okay, you guys, it. Tell no one.
Yeah. Like, this is no between one's you and
between us. Sierra's like taking selfies. She's like, I knew it was real.
Right. She's like, but I'm not going to tell anyone.
I'm not going to tell anyone. No, wait, this is just for me.
Yeah. It's a going on my close friends.
Yeah.
Right. right.
Do you want me to tag you?
Right. I shared my last one.
Oh, okay. Because
the other ones, well, the other two that I had on my list was like getting murdered or kidnapped, which we already talked about, and then my body.
I have one that is similar to what some of the girls said, where it's like just stopping life and getting a van. And just like,
oh,
whatever.
Yeah, I saw that one.
I heard that and I was like, yes, but close. For me, I often think I'm just going to drop everything and move to Italy. I don't know why, but I can picture myself eating pasta super happy. And, like, that's the image that pops often in my head. I'm just like, I will just, if I have one more minor inconvenience, I'm out of here in Italy.
Right.
So if I ever go missing, check Italy first.
Okay.
I would start there. Because that is, like, the, I'm out of here. Bye.
Mm. Right.
All right. My last one is the extended bridge of All Too Well 10-minute version.
Okay.
I think about multiple times a day. Mm-hmm. I don't even have to be listening to it because I don't listen to it every day.
Mm. Right.
Because I'm sometimes not in the mood for that kind of music. Mm-hmm. But I hear in my head every day multiple times, if we had been closer in age, baby, it would have been fine. I feel it in me. As soon as we cut him, I'll be like.
Right. Right.
But that piece of work was like something that was released like very later, and yeah. like, it has like meaning to it, like that is something I've heard.
Yeah, well, All Too Well has been my favorite Taylor Swift song since okay. Red came out okay. when I was in high school.
Gotcha. Mm.
So before the whole version, even just that bridge, the normal bridge and the non-extended version, I thought about multiple times a day.
Okay.
Since I was a teenager.
And then
she gave you more.
Came out.
Yes.
That's amazing. Oh.
And the bridge was always my favorite part of All Too Well. You know, especially the I'm a crumpled up piece of paper lying here. Oh my God. So good. Then the 10-minute version comes out and it is exponentially better than the original. Mm-hmm. Imagine like the best thing you've ever had in your entire life, like the best food or the best sex or whatever it is, and then you have something that's 10 times better than that. How?
You're gonna think about it every day.
And that is the All Too Well 10-minute version bridge for me.
Okay. Yeah. And I see the way that like it gets people hyped, like the passion that happens every time it comes on. I want to know the words. I see you saw me at the Sabrina Carpenter. I was like, yeah, patriarchy. I don't know what they're saying, but I like it. They're just screaming, like people are.
Is that the same song?
It is the same song, but it's just earlier in the song.
Oh, I mean, the song is literally so long.
10 minutes.
Oh, it sounds like three different songs.
So maybe so what you probably have lost interest by the time the bridge hits, right? Because it's so long.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I need to just start it at the bridge. No build up.
No.
No.
Oh. I'm going to tell you what's better.
Are you going to say not to play it?
Start it at the end.
Are you going to say not to play it?
The sweet. When Kenzie and I saw the Taylor Swift concert movie, she goes, we should have a team bonding night and make everybody watch this. And then she looks at me and she goes, Ryan would murder us. I'm like, yeah, but we should.
Ryan would murder us.
I would not do that. I would do it. But I would be like, I will sit through this movie, but you have to allow me to say whatever I want to say about any of it.
And you get at least one cocktail per era.
Oh, that's a good time, girl.
I could be persuaded.
Okay. You know what? I will make you a cocktail for every era. Not just like, here's a White Claw. Like, right. Here is
customized.
Your,
like, here's the red cocktail.
The red cocktail.
I don't know. And I don't know any of the other ones. What are they called?
Oh, red. This is like yesterday when we were filming that's a Schultzy Collective video. And you guys were trying to get me to guess all of the
zodiac signs.
That's like you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So let's go.
Red.
How many? Yep.
Oh, I got.
Oh, I have.
Yeah,
oh.
You guys work together. It's a group project.
I know
folklore.
Come on, girl. Come on.
Folklore.
Folklore.
What is it?
Folklore.
Folklore.
Folk.
What?
Folklore.
Folklore. Folklore.
Like folk music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Folklore. Folklore.
Speak now. Speak now.
Okay, yep.
White Horse?
No, but
I think that's from Speak Now.
No, it's from a different era.
Well, like what?
So if you can tell me.
Oh.
You were giving me the first letter of zodiac signs. So do you want me to do that?
Sure. Okay. I don't think that's going to be helpful.
All right. First era starts with a T. It's very simple.
Taylor Swift.
Yep. There you go. Taylor Swift. Just debut.
Okay, Taylor Swift. Okay.
I remember that album. Love it. Picture to Burn.
Is that White Horse?
Teardrops on My Guitar. Tim McGraw. The Shit.
Oh, I like that.
White Horse is next.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't like that because that's her worst era, but that's okay.
That's the best one, personally.
Well, think about how much better it gets then. See?
I disagree.
Okay. Next era.
Okay.
F.
Fearless.
Yes! Good job. Okay, you guys got Speak Now. That's next.
Okay.
Okay. After Speak Now, you already said it is Red.
Oh, okay.
Okay. After Red.
I'm actually not sure. Can I guess?
Uh-huh.
1989?
It is 1989.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That title would not have been my hand.
Yes. All right. Then after 1989, we have a big gap as Taylor's going through something. The next album starts with an R.
Snake Gate.
Ooh, this is when she's all badass, right? Revolution, yeah. Return, Revenge. No. Oh.
Close.
Somebody tried to ruin her.
Reputation.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember. I was like, this is when she was like, the old Taylor can't come to the phone. She's dead now.
Yes.
And she was all badass. And
What the fuck are we talking about?
See,
Reputation.
Okay.
You gotta give it a fair shot, Ryan, because I do think you have it in you to be a Swiftie.
No,
I do. I think
Sarah,
you could.
I don't.
I know you don't believe it, but Taylor does. I do. Okay. After Reputation, she's now in a happy place in her relationship. She is a.
It's the gay one.
The gay one.
Yeah.
Slay.
No, I stand
work
by
the queen.
House down.
House down boots.
Well, really, if you're a gayler purist, then 1989 is the gay one, because that's when people think she was with Carly Claus.
Oh.
I see.
But this one is romantic.
I literally don't know.
No.
Lover.
Lover. Yeah. Oh, that's easy. Yeah. No, I know. I don't even know.
Like, I don't even think I could name, like, one song on each one.
Really?
I genuinely don't think. Like, I can name, like, some Taylor Swift songs, but I will not be able to place them. You know what I'm saying?
I think I could probably name every song on every album.
I believe you.
I absolutely believe you as well. I fully believe that.
I would like for us to somehow incorporate this Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift love, and maybe I can pick a singer, too.
But you see, what I will say, and sorry to you, and sorry to all of the Swifties, I am not a delusional Justin Bieber fan. So I'm not like living in a world where Justin Bieber is the best to ever go down and live, and I know every single fact. I don't.
Right. And I live there, but it's not delusional because it's Taylor Swift.
And so. There it is. There it is.
Maybe more the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
That might be the more delusional.
That's true. That's true.
But we don't know.
I believe in her.
I could fuck with that. I believe in her. Yeah.
So then you had Folklore, which you guessed, and then after I won't make you keep going. Then after that is Evermore and then Midnights. It's a lot to catch up on. And the thing
there's
is
a lot of albums.
To become a new fan now, I know she's still getting new fans every day, but obviously there's like that's like becoming a Star Wars fan now, and there's like so much to go back and watch.
Oh my god, right.
Oh my gosh.
Whereas like I became a Taylor Swift fan when Debut came out, so I've been like with every release.
You don't have to go back and like try to go through the whole discography. Yeah, that's a good
And I became a Star Wars fan when Episode 1 came out. So I just had to rewatch the original trilogy with my parents.
Right.
Yeah.
Versus now.
It's like, a lot. There's a lot now.
Like one day she's going to be like, all right, Grace, I'm going to teach you about the world of Taylor Swift. Here we go. And Grace is going to hear all of that for the first time.
But it's going to be like a moat. Like that's going to
take
it's
some gonna,
time.
Yeah, it's going to, but like. And but also what's special too is maybe you could like figure out how to give it
like
those
the time,
albums
like
yeah
the perfect
because
timeline.
You know like each album is like also means so much to you, because it's at a time in your life. So if you give her like this, you're like, girl, listen to this album like this year. This is the album. It'll trademark. Like, that's why you hold Red so close to you, because that was probably such an important time to you.
It's actually kind of tragic, though, because I honestly think she might not like Taylor Swift.
Oh,
she only likes Shake It Off, which is like her worst song. And any other song I put in, she goes, no sad song. Skip Mama. Which is like, can we play Oogie Boogie instead? And I'm like, instead of All Too Well, the 10-minute version?
She's like, yes, please.
She is a theater girly, we will say. Yes, she loves that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if there's going to be like a, okay, like, it's time. We get to go. Like, I think it might not be her thing. And tastes change. Mm-hmm. But, like, Kenzie's daughter, Harlan, loves Taylor Swift and loves All Too Well, the whole 10-minute version.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe it's like an age thing, too. Maybe.
Yeah, she's too young, yeah.
Yeah, but I think she also just doesn't really like slow songs. Like, she is like, she wants to dance.
Pump it up. And you know what, fair.
And that, yeah, that is fair.
Yeah.
She is like, the baby shark, come on.
Right.
That song goes hard.
She's so funny with that song, because now whenever it says like mommy shark, daddy shark, she goes, mommy shark, that's you. And like, I'm so excited.
Right.
And then daddy shark, she's like, daddy, it's you.
Like, is this play about us?
Yes, it's totally that. Yeah,
that's so cute.
Aww.
Well, we've talked about Taylor Swift. We've talked about our Roman Empires. We've talked about it all. Leave your Roman Empires in the comments down below. And whether or not you're a Swiftie, I guess that's important too.
Yeah, there's a right
answer. And then you'll get blocked. So. Just kidding. JK. Love you guys so much. Thank you so much for watching. Be sure to text the group chat if you want to be part of further conversations. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Thank you.